The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. We see little or nothing of the British Army in the Isle of Man nowadays, the notable exception being strictly ceremonial appearances at St. John's on Tynwald Day. We are at peace, so we don't have khaki-clad battalions arriving in the island armed to the teeth. But at one time, we used to see a lot of the British Army every summer, and very welcome they were. For the Territorial Army, the TA men known as the Weekend Warriors, the Isle of Man was where thousands of them came for their annual 2-week training camps. They were made welcome, and usually they were no trouble. The exception to this occurred 97 years ago when scores of TA men went on a drunken rampage in Ramsey and laid siege to the town's police station. We go back to August 1922 when the 55th West Lancashire Division of the TA, commanded by General Sir Charles Nicholson, DSO, arrived and set up a huge tented camp at Milltown for training exercises and manoeuvres. Off duty, they would go to the nearest pub for a quiet drink or two. But it was different in Ramsey on the Saturday night on August the 22nd. There were a lot of TA men in the town enjoying what the pubs had to offer. But a small, rather silly incident in the marketplace exploded into a riot. A local man, who was drunk, decided he didn't like the military and began making himself objectionable. Police officers took him off to the police station, and some TA men took objection to this for some reason. Within minutes, things got right out of hand, and TA men surrounded the police station in what newspaper reports described as a howling mob. The six officers inside drew their truncheons and prepared for a last stand. The trouble was an hour old when General Nicholson arrived on the scene and ordered his men back to camp. They refused in what was a clear act of mutiny. But by now, the worst was over. Tempers had cooled, and the men began wandering back to their camp in groups. What action was taken against them by their commanding officer is not known. The army preferred to keep its private affairs out of civilian eyes. Certainly there was no more off-duty trouble with the 55th West Lancashire Division, and eventually they broke camp and sailed away back to Liverpool. Meanwhile, the local man who caused all the trouble in the first place was hauled up before the High Bailiff, charged with being drunk and disorderly. He was fined £6 with the alternative of 7 days in prison. Meanwhile, the terriers continued to come to the Isle of Man in the summer in the 1920s and 1930s, until the Second World War broke out on September the 3rd, 1939, and they were called up for active service and sent off to do some real frontline fighting and take their casualties, fatal or otherwise. They were brave men. For myself, I am just old enough to remember seeing columns of TA men coming off the boat in Douglas in the 1930s and marching along the promenade behind their regimental bands and their officers on horseback. They were an unforgettably thrilling sight for a small boy. And the fact that they could fight was amply proved on that rough old Saturday night in Ramsey in the Isle of Man in August 1922.